Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Peter Julian Aimard, founder of the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament, and Blessed Jane, mother of our Holy Father Dominic. And from England, we hear today from Sister Rose Rowling. Sister Rose is a newly professed sister with the English Dominican Congregation of St. Catherine of Siena, based in Cambridge. Her preaching today is entitled, What is Your Treasure? And the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to the crowds, The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. One of my sisters in community tells the story of how her mother once said to her on her home visit, many years after she had made her final profession as a Dominican, that while her daughter's world got bigger upon joining the order, her world as a mother got smaller with the necessary familial separation that religious life entailed. Her feelings were shared without bitterness or regret, but with poignancy. She had surrendered her daughter to the Lord, an act which took time and faith. The mother's experience is one that I'm sure is echoed throughout many families who have in some sense lost a child to the following of Christ. Father Walter Wagner, a Dominican friar of the province of St. Joseph in the USA, said in his series of conferences for the Dominican nuns in Summit, New Jersey, that celibate chastity is the ultimate form of poverty, in the sense that if you look at how most people understand their lives, the most important wealth they have is their spouse and children. I think this applies to both those who surrender the opportunity to found a family of their own through the choice of celibacy, but also the surrendering that must take place of one's family of origin, parents, siblings, and such like. For most of us, it is our family, especially our children, who are our most precious treasures, for which we are ready to divest ourselves of everything in order to secure their existence, their presence, their future. This is understandable, commendable, indeed, even to be expected most of the time. However, Jesus challenges us to go beyond our natural human inclinations. In today's gospel, we hear the parable of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, for which a person sells everything to obtain. The treasure, of course, is an allusion to Christ himself and the kingdom of heaven. These parables call us to reevaluate our hierarchy of values and ask for both a radical generosity in giving everything and a radical detachment in letting everything go for the sake of what has eternal value. I wonder, where is your treasure? Where do you find your value? And what do you value above all else? Whether we are married or celibate, we must remember that our treasure and value is preeminently found in Christ and through Christ, not in our familial bonds. This cuts to the heart of our natural human inclinations, but this is exactly why these are supernatural values beyond the natural. In our liturgical calendar last week, we celebrated several saints who were mothers. Last Tuesday, we celebrated the Feast of St. James, and we can recall his own mother, whose request to Jesus declared that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom. It's forever memorialized in St. Matthew's Gospel. Last Wednesday, we kept the memorial of St. Anne, alongside her husband Joachim, the mother of Our Lady. And today we keep the memorial of Blessed Jane of Aza, the mother of our father Saint Dominic. The Church has always recognised the goodness, integrity and dignity of motherhood and family life. Too many children today do not grow up with the secure foundation of a healthy family atmosphere. For those that are blessed with such a gift, it is possible that the family, especially the children, become our ultimate treasure, to be hoarded, coveted and valued above all else. The mothers we remember this month then, women like Saint Anne and Blessed Jane, offer an important example in relation to today's gospel. What these mothers witnessed to and what contributed to their holiness is not only did they treasure their children as precious gifts from God, but they also gave them back to God. The studies in child development since the time of psychologist John Bowlby have emphasized the importance of an infant's attachment to a prime caregiver for healthy human development. These early years of life should focus on building and maintaining a secure attachment. However, the later stages of development should begin a process of healthy detachment as the child matures into their own unique personhood. Looking at the examples of the mother saints, this holy detachment, contrary to being destructive, allowed both parents and children their natural freedom. Their children were free from the expectation of having to be the prime treasure of their parents' lives. They were freed from excessive investment, evaluation, and protection. They were free to find their own treasure. This was possible because the mothers had themselves found their abiding treasure in Christ, which allowed them to love generously, radically, but also with a sense of careful stewardship, realizing that every child ultimately belongs to God first. And what was the consequence of the mother's surrender? The mother of Zebedee lost James and John, first to the call of full-time discipleship with Jesus, and then to martyrdom. Saints Joachim and Anne dedicated Our Lady and formed her for her singular mission as the Mother of God. Blessed Jane gave three of her sons, Antonio, Blessed Manes, and Saint Dominic, as priests in his church. Blessed Manes and Saint Dominic were then subsequently given to the newly founded order of preachers and eventually raised to public sainthood. In each of these stories, we see both joy, glory, and sorrow held together. The glory of martyrdom, the gift of the priesthood, but also the sacrifice required for both the children and their parents. In our culture, we don't teach people how to truly leave home well. It is one thing to leave physically, geographically, quite another to leave spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. This unresolved separation can leave a difficult legacy which people bring with them into their marriages or religious life. I'm sure we all know of situations in which the mother-in-law is pulling the strings, or the expectations that celibate children are automatically free to pick up the majority of their elderly parents' care. If we are to be truly free to follow Christ, a separation does need to come, for the treasure and the pearl are only obtained through the relinquishing of every other good thing first. What we can rely on is our Lord's promise that by seeking first the kingdom, all other things shall be added unto us, even 100-fold. To return to my sister's experience on joining the order, her family did eventually find a new and expanded family through their daughter's bonds with the order and the congregation. It may take time and cost to seek and find the hidden, unexpected treasure in our midst, but it is there, waiting to be discovered.